This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
I know everyone feels the same. No one wants to be back on the grind right now. No one wants to end their weekend by going to work. It's just annoying. It's frustrating.
You end your weekend by going to work. Yeah, like that's the end of your weekend.
That is when the weekend ends, is when you just have to go to work, which is why we allow ourselves opportunity to let some of that frustration out. It's what we like to call the list. The list is an ongoing list that we have started of just things that we add to it, of things that just frustrate us, really annoy us.
And it happens to everybody every day, so that's why we created the list to begin with.
If you'd like to add anything, 312-946-4995, either phone call or text is appropriate. And Kyle, I couldn't help but notice, you've got steam already coming out your ear, so I think we should allow him to go first.
You're standing there, arms crossed. You look mad.
Well, thank you guys for allowing me to kick off the list this week, because I am adding my Uber driver from Thursday night.
Oh my goodness.
To the list. Now, guys, you said it's Thursday night. Yeah. It may be a little bit of ways. This is what happened. We went to our Lodo show with Lokesh.
Yeah, great show.
Great show. On my way out there, he fell out of my pocket, just stayed in the Uber. I didn't realize it until I had gotten home that night.
If you follow Kyle on Instagram, you've probably been following along with this saga.
So then I reached out to the Uber driver, or to Uber, saying, hey, lost my keys. And retroactively went in to tip the Uber driver to be like, hey, you know, here's some money. Please bring back my keys.
Yeah.
He liked the payment.
Okay.
He took a picture of my keys to confirm they were mine.
Nice.
And since has not picked up any of my 20 phone calls to get my keys. Now you're thinking,
what?
They were just regular house keys. I can get them replaced. Very true. Here's the other issue. He has my address.
Uh-oh.
So now I have to go through the proper channels to possibly change all my locks, to get brand new keys, to go through all this, because this man will not return my keys. I've contacted Uber support about getting this fixed. They have told me now since, oh yeah, we're going to contact him every 15 minutes. We'll get this handled. Blah, blah, blah. Ghosted on that. I haven't been ghosted in years because I'm married. Now I'm ghosted in this app. This is ridiculous. The man from Thursday night who has my keys. And if you're listening, sir,
listen,
I don't
buddy.
Know where you are, but listen. You know where I live, and I would appreciate you not using those keys.
You better not use those keys.
If you want to come to my house and drop them off, I'd appreciate it. But anyway, you're added to the list.
Oh, my gosh.
Do we know the guy's name, his first name?
I do, but I'm not going to say it on the radio.
Okay,
be fair.
Someone's riding in an Uber with that guy's name.
Don't drop your keys.
Yeah, don't leave your keys.
Can you imagine saying his name and his car?
Yeah. Just white Prius. Yeah. 312-946-4995 if you want to add anything to the list. Melissa, you got something you want to add to the list?
Of course I do.
Okay, good, because so do I. And we're going to add our things to the list coming up next. Again, 312-946-4995. It's the list. Mondays. That's why we open up the list to add things to it that just grind our gears. We just heard from Kyle adding on his Uber driver who won't give back the house keys that he left in his car.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. I'd be mad too.
Yeah, that guy's added to the list. Melissa, what are you adding to the list this week?
I am adding to the list paper cuts.
Paper. Oh, this is good. I like this.
Interesting. Right. So I was opening some mail and I couldn't find, you know, that little thing that slices them open. Couldn't find that.
The letter opener.
Thank you. Yeah. Should have been able to think of that. And so I'm using my thumb instead. And as I'm doing that. Gets sliced.
Not on your thumb.
Yeah. And still hurts. It's been like 2 days.
The only opposable finger.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to give a thumbs up and gross anybody out.
Please don't.
Cuts on the thumb.
Yeah.
But anyway, those are the most painful cuts ever.
Yes.
You cook, you get salt in it, it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
You bump it, it hurts. So I'm putting it to the list.
Good.
I hate paper cuts.
Now, you know what? Good addition.
Finally.
Thank you.
Finally, paper cuts being put in their place a little bit.
You know what? Paper cuts, more on to you, buddy.
Okay, I don't like it.
All right. Kyle, do we got anything on our text line?
Yes, we did get a text from the 847, which is, I'm glad we're getting it on the list now. Allergies ruining the weekend.
Ooh, already.
No.
Already.
And we have some weather coming up this week where, don't tell Mel, but it might get a little nice.
Fall spring.
Yes.
Fall spring.
And so those allergies are going to start coming back. So I'm glad we're putting it to the list now. But Austin, what do you got?
The thing I am adding to the list this week, Costco.
What?
On Sundays.
Oh,
only this one day of the week, okay? Listen, you guys know me, okay? I have become full-on suburbanite because I got that Costco membership a couple of weeks ago, and I am loving every minute of
it. Welcome to the suburbs.
You're basically a fourth member of the Costco guys at this point.
Every week, I buy pallets worth of happiness through Costco. Except for on Sundays.
That's great.
Which has happened to be the day of the week that I have tended to go. Mm-hmm. To me, Costco should be like Chick-fil-A and just closed on Sundays because it is so jam-packed. And the carts that you get in Costco, they're already the size of ocean liners.
They are big.
So navigating those through the already wide aisles of Costco is just, it's ungodly. I wouldn't wish going to Costco on a Sunday on my worst enemy.
Good call. But great samples, but still, way too many people.
They do have a better selection of samples, although yesterday they did not. I will give you that. But Costco on Sundays, you're added to the list.
All right.
Along with Kyle's Uber driver who won't give his keys back, allergies ruining the weekend, and paper cuts.
Austin.
Melissa.
We have an email from Amanda in Mount Prospect for Dear Melissa and Austin, who has friends who may be looking at their relationship through rose-colored social media.
Okay.
Amanda, what's going on?
Oh my gosh, rose-colored social media. I love that. Perfect. Because I have this friend and she's always posting about how perfect their relationship is. It's just rainbows and unicorns.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, they're living this constant fairy tale online. And then I have seen them fight in person. It's not as rosy as they make it seem at all.
Okay.
And it makes me uncomfortable to see how constantly they post about how perfect everything is. I get it. You know, that social media is all about the highlights.
And never the lowlights.
Yeah, no, never. No, nope. They won't post them fighting on the videos.
No, it's just not realistic.
No, Amanda, as a married guy, trust me, it's annoying. I feel like, Amanda, I am listening to myself call in for Dear Melissa and Austin. That's what I feel like because I am going through this exact same thing. My best friend is all about the social media PDA.
I knew this was going to get
every
Austin
few days.
Riled up.
Every few days, it's, look at my sweetheart. I love how much she cares for life and, like, goes on this, like, diatribe about just how wonderful and lovely his wife is. And she'll do the same for him. And you know what it's giving? Insecurities is what it's giving. And you know what, Amanda? It's the same thing. I talked to him, too. How's things going? Well, you know, we've been fighting a lot lately, or we've been going through a hard time. But do not go over and above on social media about how much you love the person.
But that's what social media is about. My question to you is that the same thing with everybody else posting I'm at a party. I'm with all my friends. Look at how good this is. Is it yes. the exact same thing?
It's close. It's a different hallway.
Well, I mean, do I even like bring it up to them or just let them do their thing? I mean, something about me like fundamentally has a problem with this.
Personally, I've just let it go.
Definitely just don't say anything. You can't get in the middle of
that. Don't say anything. And stay off social media, honestly. I think I wish I was on it. If I didn't have to be on it for work, I probably would be on it much less.
Okay. Well.
Yeah.
All right. I won't confront them, but I'm not going to block them either. I'm just going to ignore. Scroll
if you
on
see
by.
Them start to come up, just quickly, yeah, go. Yeah. Swipe,
yeah.
Go.
See ya.
So Austin's very clearly more stronger about this than me. I think it happens across the board. Probably doesn't bother me quite as much.
But, probably.
You know, but it's interesting to see. I don't know if people are more like you, Austin, or more like me, like where they could take it or leave it.
Yeah, well, look, let's put it out to the phones.
Okay.
And look, if you disagree with me, I will gladly swallow my pride and say, you know, maybe I'm a little too harsh, but I want to know, maybe, or do you agree with me? 312-946-4995. Where do you come out on like the couples always posting about their relationship nonstop? 312-946-4995. Yeah. Is it annoying or is it cute? Well, let us know. 312-946-4995.
It's Melissa and Austin.
Julie and Elgin, the E-Dub.
Julie, what do you think about this whole social media and couples posting all this fabulous stuff?
In my opinion, people that have to post on social media are trying to convince themselves that they have a great relationship.
Okay, Julie, I'm so glad you said that, because that's exactly how I feel.
Because I know people that have done this. And their relationship is not great.
Right?
Really?
Like, it's like they're trying to advertise that they've got, you know, a great relationship. But the people who don't post to social media...
Are the ones with a great relationship?
Tend to be the ones with, like, the really strong relationship.
Yes, because they don't have to convince anybody that they have a good relationship. They're trying to convince themselves.
Yeah.
Have you known anybody who has posted like that in the past and ended up...
I have a friend that does that.
Well, have they ever ended up not together anymore?
Ooh.
No.
They're still together, but they're just, but you know that their relationship is rocky.
Yeah, I know that their relationship is not good.
Oh my gosh. That's so funny when you know the backstory.
Yeah, right.
When you're like, when you see something, you're like, wait a minute. I know that you guys are not good, but you're posting everything that makes it look like everything is fine.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You know, text messages will tell me differently.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, right, right.
And then the next day you're like, look how happy we are.
Exactly.
It almost feels more inauthentic than social media is supposed to like be authentic, and it makes it so much.
It's exactly the opposite.
Exactly.
Is what it is.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, if you have to post on social media, you're trying to convince yourself and everybody else that you actually have a good relationship.
Yeah.
So now I feel like anytime I see somebody posting things about their relationship, I'm going to be like, there's problems there.
Right.
Wait a minute.
That's what I said.
Okay.
Well, Julie, listen. Thank you for calling and sharing, and more so, you know, agreeing with me that it is just the online PDA has got to stop.
So happy.
I agree 100%.
Thanks for the call, Julie.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Melissa,
Austin.
One of our favorites is coming to Joe's Live on March 13th, and that man is Mr. Jackson Dean.
Is he not got the vibe of cool,
yeah.
laid back?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, he's intelligent. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. He's got a vibe.
He's 24 years old, but he's got the aura of like one of those like cool 65-year-old biker dudes. Yeah, it's insane. Like, it's like he's lived so many lives.
Yeah.
And he can't even rent a car
right,
yet.
Right, like an old soul.
Yeah, and he continuously drops incredible music. In fact, here's a song that you'll hear, one of his latest. It's Heavens to Betsy. I know I didn't do enough watching over you, but I will until I see you again. That's the live rendition of that song, live from the Ryman. So that's kind of a sense of what you'll get at
Joe's Live on March 13th, but only if you can get tickets to this show.
Mm-hmm.
And we're giving away tickets every day this week with You've Gotta Be Joking. So
you're going to have to come with a joke. So who do we have on the line?
Our comedian of the day today is Teresa in Naperville.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Teresa. Are you a Jackson Dean fan?
Yes.
Me
yes.
too.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's amazing.
Yeah,
and
who
isn't? I'm sure you want these tickets to go see him at Joe's Live. It's You've Gotta Be Joking. You've got to come with a joke. So what's yours?
What vegetable has the best kung fu?
What vegetable has the best kung fu?
Okay, what?
Broccoli.
Broccoli? I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't. Has the best kung fu?
Did you say kung fu?
Yes. Did I say it wrong? I maybe messed it up.
Did you mess it up? How is broccoli kung fu?
Okay, I messed it up.
Oh no! Wait, do you know how to tell the joke?
I am so bad at this, so that's all right.
Oh! Wait a minute. Which vegetable has the best kung fu? Broccoli, as in like a play on Bruce Lee.
Hello.
Teresa? I probably messed it up, so.
I heard it somewhere.
You know what?
Listen, this was a first.
This has happened. Every stand-up comedian has bombed at some point, right?
Yeah.
You don't get to the top of the comedy game without, you know, having a rough night on stage.
That's so true.
So you know I what, mean, Teresa? Is that joke good enough to get her these tickets to Jackson Dean?
Is it awesome?
Yes,
really?
It is.
Okay.
You know what?
Oh, boy.
Look, I bomb jokes every single morning from 6 to 10, so I'm not about to hold it against Teresa.
Okay, all right. I don't know where that joke was
going. It is early.
I don't know where it was going, but, you know, you called and you made the attempt.
Yes.
I didn't realize I had to give a joke, so I was not prepared.
Oh, yeah. No, that's really just the one rule, too. You got to be joking. It's you just got to come prepared with a joke. But, Teresa, listen, you live and learn. Who are you going to bring to the concert with you?
Probably my girlfriend.
Okay. Oh, that'll be nice.
There you go.
Well,
little girls' night.
You guys can sit there and drool over little Jackson Dean that night.
Yeah, over Jackson Dean. My goodness. Well, thank you for the call, Teresa. Even though I still don't, that joke might be the worst joke that we've gotten on You Gotta Be Joking of all time.
We give away tickets for the attempt even. Wow.
Yeah.
We're so nice.
Another vegetable that's good at kung fu?
Oh, God, I'm so scared right
what?
Now. What?
Karate.
Okay, that was actually better.
Was it better? Maybe I should take her tickets away from
Maybe
her.
That's
no,
what she
listen.
Meant.
It's You Gotta Be Joking. Whether the joke is good or it's as bad as that one was, we will take it. Melissa.
Awesome.
Let's get to some great news.
Yes, it's time for the Great at 8, which is brought to us by Affinity Whole Health. Lose weight like me and feel great. Visit FeelGreatIllinois.com to learn more.
And it's a great day to be alive. I know the sun's still shining when I close my eyes.
Lori in Chicago.
What's your great news?
My husband's going to Vegas.
Come on!
Oh, my gosh. Lori.
When's he going?
He's going in June, and he's not taking me.
Okay. Lori. All right. This is what needs to happen.
Why?
When you hang up with us, you need to book your own trip to Vegas and then call us back tomorrow to let us know you're going to Vegas, so that way you got two calls keeping the streak alive.
Of course. Definitely. He won a pool tournament, so his team's going to play in Vegas now, so I'm happy for him.
Wait, a what tournament?
A pool tournament.
Oh.
That's really cool. He's
nice.
He's good at it, huh?
Yeah. Yep.
Can he win big money?
Yes. He came home the other night with a big old trophy.
Oh, my
God. Really? That's so cool.
Okay. Is there anything you're good at that you can compete in a tournament that gets you to Vegas?
I'm good at spending money in Vegas.
Hey, look. I think there should be a tournament in Vegas for spending money.
You're my kind of girl. I like it.
Yeah, Vegas is the best place to spend money.
I love you guys. I listen to you every day.
Oh, thank
you
so much,
Lori. And you know what? Thank you for doing your part. You did your part to keep the streak alive, and that is what is most important. This is a 4-week streak that we've got going. So thank you.
Wow. I didn't know it was that long. Cool.
I know. Well, you've been added to the list of people on Vegas trips. So
you're
congratulations.
Part of history.
Yeah. This is everybody is funding Vegas. I'm just amazed by it.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna give one of my girlfriends a call and see if if she wants to go out there with me secretively.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
okay.
What
and
I'm
then you call
about.
Us back. You call us back to let us know you booked that trip, okay?
All right. Take it easy.
Lori, don't forget, we also have a street going with the ladies going to a Thunder down
okay,
under.
Now stop. Oh.
So keep Ooh. That streak alive too, okay?
All right, that sounds good.
Okay, call back and let us know.
Love you, Lori.
I love you.
You're welcome. Love you too. Bye bye.
Let's just, why not? At this point, just call. If you have anything Vegas related, 312-946-4995. The Great at 8 for the last month has transformed into the Vegas at 8.
It has, but it is great news.
What is a bet that you have with your significant other? 312-946-4995.
It could be something ongoing right now, or it could be something that you did in the past.
Yeah, or something that you've got for well into the future. I've got one with my wife, but the reason we bring this up was because last night during the Oscars, Kieran Culkin, Macaulay's little brother, mm-hmm. won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. And during his speech, he revealed this.
About a year ago, I was on a stage like this, and I very stupidly, publicly said that I want a third kid from her because she said if I won the award, she would give me the kid. Turns out she said that because she didn't think I was going to win. After the show, we're walking through a parking lot. She's holding the Emmy. We're trying to find our car. And she goes, oh, God, I did say that. I guess I owe you a third kid. And I turned to her, and I said, really, I want four. And she turned to me. I swear to God this happened. It was just over a year ago. She said, I will give you four when you win an Oscar.
He went on to say that he's like, I haven't brought this up a day since that conversation.
Yeah.
But he's like, honey, do you remember it? And she's, her head is in her hands. And she's like, yes, I do remember saying that vividly.
Great.
Yeah, fantastic. But, you know, like that goes, I feel like couples do this all the time.
Oh, they do.
Right? Like yeah. You make those bets, you make those long term, hey, if this happens, I'm going to do this. Or like, you know, hey, you know, like currently I've got one with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
That we will reveal coming up next. But we want to hear from you. 312-946-4995. What is a bet or, you know, an agreement that you've got with your significant other?
That's pretty much a bet. Someone's going to pay something off.
Right?
Yeah.
Nikki in Lake in the Hills.
Do you have a bet with your significant other?
I do. Our bet is whoever can get the kids down to bed the fastest, the winner gets to go to bed early, and the loser has to do the dishes.
Oh, wow, good. Oh my gosh, I love this. Okay, so what are the ages of your kids?
My son's about to be one this week, and my daughter's three.
Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. Okay, so we have a three-year-old and a one-year-old in my house,
right?
So like we are right there with you. I gotta think, though, it's a lot easier to put down the one-year-old, right?
You would think, but he's teething right now.
Oh.
Oh, man. So who usually wins this bet?
Well, my husband's nice, and he lets me win, usually.
Oh, well.
Oh, that's
well,
funny.
That is nice. So he's doing the dishes. Okay.
Do you guys trade off who puts down the one-year-old and who puts down the three-year-old?
Oh, no. He does it all. He's great. I got the best partner.
Oh, my gosh. Wait. So he puts down both kids?
Yep.
And so and you still get to go to bed early?
I know. I think the bet isn't really a bet, but, you know... It's fine.
I mean,
that is hilarious.
Austin might be feeling a little guilty right now over hearing about your
husband. I liked the bet idea. I want to take that home with me to my wife and be like,
it.
All right, you ready, set, go. Because our three-year-old it's taken forever for her to go down to bed. The one-year-old's so easy, but I feel like I could put down the three-year-old better than she puts down the one-year-old.
You better start that bet.
Right. And it works because if we both have long, hard days, then it's like, all right, let's do the bet. And then, you know, there's a winner. But usually, I win.
I love that. And it's
sounds
like
good.
The last thing I want to do is do the dishes after I put the kids down. Oh, my gosh.
Well, Nikki, thank you so much for that call.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Great.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Love you, too.
Love you. You know, Melissa, I talked about earlier, my wife and I currently have a bet going. The other day when the weather started to turn for the better,
uh-huh.
She said, spring is here. Winter is done. And I said, don't say that. You sound like Melissa. You're going to jinx the weather. And she goes, no, I think spring is over. And I go, we're going to have another day like where it's in the 20s or in the teens or something. She goes, all right, I'll bet you. from now until September, if we have another day where the high is in the 20s, then, you know, I don't even remember what we bet, but we have a bet going about the weather, the high in the 20s. And on Saturday, the high was in 33. We got close.
Oh, wow.
But the next week is not looking good for me because now it's looking kind of warm.
Now I want to hear how you guys are going to pay that off.
I don't know if it's safe for radio to get into those disclosures.
Ew, TMI.
Adam and Hammond.
Do you have a bet with your significant other?
I did, actually.
What was it?
Back then when the Patriots were in the Super Bowl against Atlanta Falcons. I'm a big Patriots fan, big Tom Brady fan. Go Pats. And I'm in Vegas watching the game with my mom, and she's at home pregnant with our first son. And we are down bad. I told her, if Tom Brady could pull this off, I'm willing to make a bet with you. We'll name our son Brady.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
and she agreed to it?
Oh, yeah. She thought there was no way.
There was no way. I remember that Super Bowl vividly. They were down 28-3.
Oh, yeah, big time. And I started getting nervous.
Yeah.
But my guy Brady pulled it off for me.
Oh, my gosh.
And so now you have a kid at home named Brady?
Yeah. So go figure. His middle name is Brady. And my wife wanted to name him. Go figure this. She wanted Eli.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Gosh.
Yeah. The kryptonite. Tom Brady's only kryptonite.
I'll agree with you. We'll name him Eli, but it's going to be Elliot. And you can call him Eli whenever you want. I cannot call him Eli Brady.
That's funny. Eli Brady.
And so that's his name, right? Yes?
Oh, yep. Elliot Brady.
Gosh, that how is funny
fantastic.
Is that?
Well, Adam, listen, thank you for calling and sharing. That was fantastic, man.
Anytime, guys. I love your music. Great job.
All right. Well, we love you, even though you are a Bath fan. 8:35-ish, which means it's time for the 5 at 8:35, brought to you by Webb Chevy. Two great locations serving Oaklawn and Plainfield. And today, joining us is our dear friend Sarah in Kenosha and Andrea and Elgin, the E-dub.
Yeah, I called that.
Yes.
Andrea, why don't you say hello to Sarah? Some people call that.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Andrea.
All right, ladies, you are up for these tickets to go see none other than my guy, Russell Dickerson, at Joe's Live March 21st, which, by the way, that is a sold-out show. Now, with a 5 at 8:35, we've got five country questions. The rule to the game is that your name is your buzzer. Are you both ready?
Yes.
With all that said, let's play. Question number one. At the end of World War II, mountaineer string band music began to take shape. That type of music today is better known as what?
Sarah. Dixieland.
Is it Dixieland? It is not. Mm-hmm. Andrea, you got a guess?
No.
No. We're looking for bluegrass. That is currently known as bluegrass music.
Well, 00, question number two. Who sang You're Still the One as the third single?
Andrea. Shania Twain.
Is it Shania? Andrea's on the board, 1-0. Question number three. Kane Brown sings, "When it's my day, put me in that clay. And remember what I told you. When I die, bury me where?"
Andrea.
Oh, Andrea just barely.
Yep.
Georgia.
Is it Georgia? It is.
Wow, that was close.
Sarah, you were very close to tying that up. I know you knew that answer, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, you're down 2-0. But look, we've seen it plenty of times before. People have come back and won. So you got nothing to worry about. You just can't let Andrea get another one right, or else she's going to Russell Dickerson, okay?
Andrea right now is like, zip it, Austin.
Say what?
Zip it.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Look, I'm just filibustering a little bit to get her back on her.
I know.
Let her get up off the mat and dust herself off.
Okay, question number four. Which country star sang alongside the duo Brothers Osborne on the song Burning Man?
Andrea.
Is it Dierks Bentley? Andrea, you're going to Russell Dickerson.
Congratulations, Andrea. Thank you.
Congratulations. It's going to be an amazing show.
It is.
You're
going to
have so much fun.
This is the sold-out night on Friday, March 21st. It's going to be a heck of a show.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited.
Sarah, listen, we're giving away these tickets every day this week, so you got four more opportunities to win them through us, okay?
I I will try again. Thank you, guys. Love you.
Love you too. Thanks for playing, Sarah.
Bye.
Now, we would be remiss if we gave away some Russell Dickerson tickets and did not play a little bit of Russell Dickerson.
I'm going to be mad.
The only reason we're doing this is because Melissa's threatening me.
And I'm scary.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.